want to go over the basic anatomy and the overall physiology of the urinary system in terms of what organs are involved and what do they do. And so when you think about the urinary system, most people think about their kidneys, possibly their bladder. But I want to point out a couple of other important parts of the urinary system. The kidneys, of course, are very important. This is where the filtration and reabsorption and secretion that is renal function will take place. This is where the hard work of the urinary system takes place. The urine that is produced in the kidneys is going to travel from the kidneys to the bladder through tubes called ureters. And these are basically just a passageway for the urine to get from the kidneys to the bladder. The bladder itself is really just a storage area. It simply stores the urine until it becomes full enough that it's time to urinate and eliminate the urine from the body. And once that happens, the urine is going to leave through another tube to the outside called the urethra. And the urethra, of course, is going to connect the bladder to the outside. In women, it is shorter than it is in men, and this is one of the reasons that women are a little bit more likely to have urinary tract infections than men do. Now, if you take a look, there is a picture of the urinary system very early in your textbook, and it shows the kidneys and the ureters and the bladder and the urethra. And what I want you to notice about that is the huge blood vessels going to the kidneys and from the kidneys. So blood from the arteries are going to the kidneys. They're being filled that blood is being filtered through the kidneys, and then the filtered blood or the cleaned up blood, you can almost think of it as purified blood, will then leave to return to the vena cava through through the renal veins, which are those blue veins. And so quite a bit of the blood each time or each circuit that the blood is traveling through the body is going to pass through the kidneys and be filtered in that way. And I want to point out, most people think of the kidneys as having that, real typical kidney bean shape, one kidney on each side. But I want to point out that there's some variability in kidneys and that not everybody's kidneys look the same. Some people actually have one big kidney that covers their back area of them. The other interesting thing about the kidneys is that they are outside of the abdominal cavity. So they're actually right up against the viscera, or I'm sorry, the fascia and so on of the back, and they're a little bit vulnerable in terms of damage for that reason. I want you to also take a look. There's a picture of the structure of the kidney, different figure numbers depending on the textbook that you have. You can see if you cut the kidney, you can see the areas where the urine is going to collect, and you can also see where the blood vessels are coming in. Now, the really important part of the kidney is what's called the nephron. And I want you to also find in your book the picture. In the current book, it's called The Functional Anatomy of a Representative Nephron and the Collecting System. And it looks like a little round area with a little red capillary bed that goes into it, and then it's a long system of kind of twisted, almost twisted tubing, and that's the nephron. There are millions of nephrons embedded in the kidney, and these are the units, these are the functional units of the kidney. This is where the filtration is going to take place. And I'll be referring back to this picture, The Functional Anatomy of a Representative Nephron and the Collecting System. So you may want to actually Xerox that sheet, or that, I'm sorry, that picture, so that you can write on it, because you may want to write down some notes of what exactly is happening at the different places in the nephron.